At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Gotta be honest, you post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me. Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture, groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call. And it's problem solved. Well, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh. You do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Emily?
I'm so good. I feel like even though we don't really talk a whole lot since Stinkin' Gavin Man, we even talk less.
He takes up all my time. He's so selfish.
I feel like that. I'm so glad you said it because I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, he's definitely beating you out as far as like ranking in relationships, I'd say.
Here's the deal. Like, I smile and I laugh, but you don't seem to care about it as much as when he like smiles.
It's true. And your sneeze just isn't as cute when you sneeze.
Oh, man. So tell us, just update us on life in Rebecca's house.
Oh, not just Gavin. Okay.
Whatever you want.
There's more. There is more to life than him. Mm-hmm. Things are good. I'll start with Gavin because he's the best thing in my life right now. I can't even because my kids might listen to this.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. Okay. I've never felt more in love with a child than with Gavin. And I don't know why. I don't know if it was because he was a surprise or he's my for sure last. kid, or, you know, or he's just so sweet. Like, he doesn't cry ever. He sleeps through the night. He's a dreamboat. Wow. A dreamboat.
Okay, that is so interesting.
Yeah, so he's my favorite child right now. I think he's everyone's favorite in my family, to be honest. Okay. So I think I'm okay to say that. But yeah, he slept in his crib by himself all night long last night for the first time ever.
That's magical.
It is. Things are good.
Okay.
I'm halfway through my book, writing the book. Wow. I have 30,000 words, which seems crazy.
Wow.
To say out loud.
Do you like it so far?
Yes.
It's just hard when it's your own stuff.
Yeah. Do I like my book, or do I like the process? Do I like...
Are you happy with what you have so far?
There are lots of parts that I am so excited for people to read. And I feel like, yes, like, I nailed that. Like, thank you, God, for giving me like that creative way to start the chapter. Then there are other parts that are like, this is so boring. I'll spend time on that later. Like, my editor will help me beef it up, I'm sure. And so right now my goal is just get all the words on paper.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
I don't know. I think we're good. I've got nothing. I've got no new baby. I've got no book. I don't mean I've got nothing. That sounded very sad.
Your dog is not really new anymore.
No, the dog's not new. The kids aren't new. Gosh, you're just looking around a bunch of old things.
Oh, I have to tell you the most exciting thing ever.
Okay.
I had to get headshots taken.
I saw them and you looked absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. But they were so awkward at the beginning until we put on Taylor Swift.
Stop it.
And then they were like, we should have some music going. I was like, yes, please. This is like so awkward in this silent room where I'm smiling and trying to act like I'm happy. They said, we should turn on some music. What do you like? And I was like, Taylor Swift. I was embarrassed to say it, but I just knew if we put on anybody else, it wouldn't be as good.
No.
As Taylor. We put her on and my inner Taylor just came out and...
I love it.
So yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that since she's technically your personality.
And I don't even listen to her.
I know. You listen to Marilyn Manson, don't you?
No, I don't.
Does he even still play?
Who even knows? I don't even...
I know.
Man, I should have thought of something interesting to say. I've got nothing.
I'm trying to think about what I've seen about your life recently, too, because I'll watch your Insta stories and I'll be like, we've got to talk about that next time on Problem Solved. And then by the time it comes, I've forgotten all the cool things you've done.
I know. Very honestly, I think I'm working too hard. I'm creating some guides and content. And so I'm really kind of, I've got my head down and I'm creating things for the listeners. And so that is super duper fun. It's also just, I don't know, that's got my brain, I think.
Sure. You're like, your head's in a hole almost.
I've got whole head. What?
Whole. Yeah.
In March, I'm going to be releasing a whole like building community guide. And I'm really excited about that because that seems to be the thing that everybody's like, wait, how do you make this happen with your neighbors?
Yeah.
And I do not make it happen, just to be very clear, but I am part of it and what happens is great. And so I'm going to try to like pull back the curtain and tell people about that.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Is that what next month's topic is?
No, next month is on sanctuary. So it's on your home and how do you make it a sanctuary? And so actually I have made the executive decision that next month I'm going to have you like on as kind of a guest.
Don't I do that every month?
Yes, but like in a different capacity. Like I think your home is gorgeous.
Thank you.
I would love for you to kind of like next time you come on, it'd be more about me asking you questions about that. Does that sound good?
I would love that. When you said sanctuary and then explained what that meant, my heart was like, oh, I love this topic. I can't wait for next month. So
yes,
I will be your guest every day if you want me to.
Sounds so good. I'm excited. But this month, we're not there. We're on our body.
I know. We're on. Okay. Which is less exciting, but I also is important. And I have had a lot of thoughts about that this month. Like, it's a good thing that this was the topic because it's been coming up in my life. So
I love it. So cleaning my home is not my favorite. If any of you want to come and clean it for free, you are warmly welcome. But until one of you shows up to clean it for free, I'm going to have to clean it myself. The tricky thing, though, is that a lot of the regular cleaning products in our home can be really toxic. I want to tell you about Branch Basics because they have made a safer cleaning product without the harmful chemicals that are in most cleaning products. Branch Basics really works. They sent me their starter pack, and it's become what I use now on my windows, in my bathrooms, my kitchen counters. It's what I do my laundry with. You can use it on your hands and your face. It's safe and it works well. And I know this is kind of seems secondary, but it's a big deal to me. The packaging's cute. So choose to clean your house safely and effectively with Branch Basics. My listeners are going to get 15% off of a starter kit by going to branchbasics.com and entering my code SWP at checkout. That's branchbasics.com, promo code SWP to get 15% off of your starter kit. branchbasics.com, promo code SWP. So what I have is I have separated all the questions I got into four categories.
Amazing.
Yes. And some of them, several of them were like repeats. And so hopefully I can get to as many as possible. But there's things about body relating to kids and body relating to food and body relating to like health and then random that I couldn't fit anywhere.
Got it.
Okay. So what do you want to start with?
Oh, this sounds like Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Kids. Let's go with kids.
Kids for 5,000.
Kids for 5,000. Okay. I can't think of it. Alex? Mm-hmm. Alex.
How much do you or should you show your daughter of your own body? I thought that was an interesting question.
Oh, yes.
So when does nakedness stop in your house?
I will change in front of my daughter, like my shirt and my pants. Uh-huh. But I have not like showered in front of or gotten completely naked. Mm-hmm. Unless we're like changing in a locker room for swimming, maybe I would. I don't know. I don't think I would be with my daughter that concerned about it. I think it's different with my sons.
Okay.
Especially my oldest, who's now 9. I think that's like, he doesn't need to see that.
I think in our house, it just kind of naturally became weird. Like at the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My husband's always been incredibly anti-naked. I'm in the shower, like, lock the door, you know, where I think mm-hmm. when you're a mom, everything's a little more fluid because everybody needs you at random times.
Right.
If my kids come in my room and I'm changing, they'll be like, ugh. I'm like, this is my place on the planet to be naked. Like, if I have to at some point be naked. Like, it's just
right
logistics.
Gotta change the underwear.
Yeah. If you don't want to come upon that, stay out of my room or knock or something, whatever. So I kind of like to use my nakedness as its own repelling force.
That is a great idea. When is it not okay for like my daughter and my son to see each other naked? Like they don't do baths together anymore, but I didn't know when that point was. Mm-hmm. Actually, we stopped when they started rubbing their butts together in the bath. They were like, this is probably the last time you guys are gonna, like, this is not appropriate.
Yeah.
But there would never be a time that my boys couldn't take a bath together or shower, like, right?
I mean, I've only got the one, so I don't
know. That's right. You got one of each.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's an interesting thing is my daughter now showers, but it is unclear whether or not anything's actually getting clean.
Yes.
And so what do you do? Because I told her, I'm like, listen, no part of me wants to have any part of your hygiene at all. Like, I do not mm-hmm. want to be a part of your showering. And yet our water bill's going up and you still smell. So what am I supposed to do? You're putting me in an impossible situation here. I just want to be like, okay, I will now give you 4 minutes to wash your hair. Like, I don't know how to monitor without actually monitoring because I don't have time for this. Wash your hair. Quit being gross. Can you do the things? Every time we go for the shower, I said, okay, I am now going to run down the things I'm hoping that you will do in the shower. So we like literally have to do a play-by-play, like a football coach or something. I'm like, will you please X, Y, and Z? Please. She won't even use a towel. She feels like a towel's a waste of time. So she gets out sopping wet and just like does her day, puts on her skinny jeans. I can't even think about
how hard that is.
I know. And then your hair is completely wet, still dirty, by the way. Completely sopping wet and dirty and just dripping down upon everything else. I don't know. The whole thing is I'm going to take a moment.
It's stressful for you.
It is.
It sounds very stressful.
Here's another question. How do you kind of instill a healthy body image for your daughter?
It's a good question. One thing, because Neil is very, my husband is very, he's trying to like lose weight and buff up for the army, like this tryout that he has coming up. And so he's constantly talking about diets and working out and sugar content and healthy eating. And I feel like every now and then I'm just like, shh, like keep your voice, like the kids don't need to obsess about this right now the way you are. Like, mm-hmm. I understand you have a goal you need to meet. You have a tryout coming up. There's different goals you have to hit and you've got to be obsessed about it. But I don't want the kids thinking that's normal. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I try not to talk about diets that much around them. However, we are studying healthy eating in homeschool right now. So We do talk about it. Like, I want them to know that too much sugar affects people this way and affects our bodies this way, and it's not great for us. But as far as like losing weight, they're very healthy weight kids. Like, I don't think they need to think about that. So I try not to talk about it in front of them. When Clara first noticed the scale, every time she would stand on it, she would say, "What's it say?" And I would say, "It says 35. Perfect." Like, I would just always put, no matter what the number said, I was like, that's perfect. Like, I just wanted her to associate the scale with exactly how she should be. Like, not like, oh, that's so big. You're getting so big. Like, I didn't ever say that, even if that was a positive. Like, look how big you're being a big girl. You're getting so big. It was always, I used the word perfect.
Okay.
And I hope that eventually I started noticing her step on it and be like, perfect. And I was like, yes,
oh,
like,
that's
so cute. That's so cute. She hasn't done that in a while, but I hope that instilled in her just that scales, like the number is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I try to talk about the difference between like grown-up bodies and kid bodies and how
that's good.
They're still growing. And so they need different things. And that when you stop getting taller, sometimes you need to just make sure that you're not eating foods that aren't the best choice for your body.
Because after you stop getting taller, then you start getting wider.
Yeah, I'm like, well, let's, I can't go up anymore.
That explains so much in my life.
It doesn't really come up a whole lot for us, but it's also, I think that if we don't show that we kind of don't like our bodies, or you know what I mean? If we have a healthy body image and are trying to move towards health or maintain health because it's something that we value and want to be able to serve others well, then there's not like the, we're not punishing ourselves or mad at ourselves.
Yeah. Cause I want them to grow up and think about food. Like, it's not a free for all, you know, but I also don't want them to be obsessed about it or worried about it necessarily.
Yeah. I think it's helpful to put them in the planning process of food. I'll be like, okay, so we're going to have, do you want rice or pasta? Do you want, which meat do you want? Do you want chicken or do you want, we have ground beef? And then I let them build it and see what balanced looks like to them. So like the other day they made their own like charcuterie board. Did you see that?
I did see that with the donut holes.
With donut holes and cake. So those are their carbs. And then they're like, okay, we definitely need some, I guess, dairy or whatever, cheese. So they just put Parmesan cheese on there. And then two bell peppers and some apple. So they were like, they felt like they covered all their bases. I mean, and
nailed
they kind
it.
Of did. I don't know.
That's so cute.
So I think letting them take part in it instead of just telling them what it is might be helpful too. Help them exercise their choosing muscles.
Yes.
I don't know. It's hard. When they grow up, they'll tell us how we messed it up for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's good. Okay. Here's another one regarding kids and body. This girl was asking, she just said she doesn't have a lot of confidence to go swimming with her kids in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get that confidence?
Your kids don't care what you look like. It's the, I feel that a lot of times, but it's not because I'm embarrassed to be in front of my kids in a swimsuit. It's because I'm embarrassed other people are looking at me.
Right.
You know, like the other people, the pool or the beach. But I really have felt inspired by some people on social media after this. This is not my own idea, but I want my kids to remember me playing with them in the pool. That's what they're going to remember. The stranger who's like judging me for my like extra rolls around my stomach, I'm never going to see them again. I'm going to have to live with my kids who grow up and say, Mom never played in the pool with us. She always just sat under the umbrella in her street clothes. I don't want to be that mom. So that was really motivating. I can't even remember who. It's been all over, like this topic of get in the water with your kids. Don't you think? What would you say?
I can say that in the past year or two, I have gotten in the pool more. Part of it for me was getting a swimming suit that I loved instead of just being in a suit that I hated, because that just makes everything worse.
Where do you go?
I really like Lime Ricky.
Lime, like the fruit?
Yes, and R-I-K-I, I think. What I like about that brand is that they have every size of person in their suits.
So important.
And then they'll tell you what their size is so that you can kind of have a look. And they're like dancing and having so much fun in the suit. And like freedom is just attractive. And so maybe we have extra weight, but freedom to just like play with your kids and be in there is attractive. So
it is.
My thighs might not be attractive, but hopefully my freedom is attractive.
That's right.
And I also have to say,
t-shirt.
I know it's true. I also though think sometimes if you want to be under the umbrella and give yourself a stinking break, do that. When I don't swim, sometimes it's because I don't feel like being in a suit. And sometimes it's because swimming's not my favorite. And you guys chew your own selves with the squirt guns. And I'm going to read a book. I think we need to give ourselves the freedom to also not be in the pool.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There are 37 million vehicles that have been recalled because of a Takata airbag that is deadly because it can shoot shards of shrapnel, basically, out of your airbags. That's a serious problem. To find out if you or someone you love has this Takata airbag, you can sign up at joinkarma.com/SWP. That's karma with a C, like car, and it'll help you protect your loved ones. I did it for my mom. I did it for my in-laws. I did it for our cars. So karma knows that we are motivated by rewards. And so you will be rewarded for every friend and family member who goes ahead and gets their car fixed because they had this airbag. And you can also get rewards for sharing about this recall on social media. So sign up for the Karma Project and help get these airbags off the road and get rewards for doing it. So go to joinkarma.com/SWP. That's joinkarma.com/SWP. Joinkarma.com/SWP. How are your healthy New Year's resolutions going? This last day of January, I am betting that most of us have already let those go to the wayside, if you even made any this year. If you want to focus on your health, it's not always easy, it's not always fun, but I can tell you something that I've done that I love is Daily Harvest. I have some of these in my freezer at all time. I spend my own money on them. Daily Harvest gives me really great tasting food built around fruits and vegetables. They have so many choices of ready to blend smoothies, harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls. Every cup comes ready to blend or heat, and the ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. I love how when I put everything in the blender, I can see the actual pieces of all the fruits and vegetables I'm about to eat. Daily Harvest is easy, it's fast, and it's an incredibly delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SWP to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code SWP for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com, daily-harvest.com. All right, so that's everything with kids. So now let's do health.
Okay.
So I hate working out, but I need to. What do I do?
We all hate it. Does anyone really? Elisa Keaton, she likes it.
People totally love it.
The 1% of the population who enjoys working out.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people hate starting, but are so glad when they're done. I fall into that category.
I am such not the expert in this because of so many reasons, but I enjoy walking a lot. Like, I enjoy being by myself when I walk. I enjoy listening to something when I walk, like a podcast. I cannot listen to podcasts if I'm running or doing something with cardio. I have to have music. So, but I enjoy listening to podcasts and rarely have time for them. But if I go on a walk, I can listen to them. And I have read, and I don't know if this is true, but walking consistently is just as good as running for your heart. Do you know if this is true? Can you validate?
I kind of think I agree. I mean, I think your bones with the impact, that helps your bones be strengthened. I think it does without the like negative side effects of injury and stuff.
I feel like so many times we tell ourselves that in order to work out, we have to have sweat buckets. We have to have lifted weights. We have to have done something like kickboxing but I think we could go for a 30-minute walk in our neighborhood and have worked out, don't you?
I do.
Or I've walked around my first floor of my house to get my 10,000 steps for the day.
Oh, I walk around my house like crazy, especially when Elisa did that. She challenged me to an activity duel. That was a disaster. Not a disaster. I learned a lot, but I definitely lost.
Did you see that she gave me an open invitation publicly?
Oh my goodness.
For a challenge. I was like, Elisa, I don't have an Apple Watch. Ha ha. She's like, oh, you don't need an Apple Watch. I was like, oh, okay.
I will find a way. I will find a way to beat you in a competition.
It was all because I threw away my 21-day fix DVD publicly on Instagram. Oh. And then Elisa messaged me a laughing face. Okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you follow me and see what I'm doing.
Whoopsie daisy. That's so funny.
So, yeah, anyways.
So I hate working out, but I need to. You find something that you like to do, and a little bit of moving is a perfect place to start.
Yep. And you don't have to have a membership to somewhere, and you don't have to. My problem is anywhere I go, it's going to take 2 hours round trip to drive somewhere, work out, and get home. And I don't have 2 hours of the day. So I'm just literally walking around my house to get steps. I wear my little Fitbit and I try to get as close to 10,000 a day as I can. I'll walk around and scroll Instagram and I consider that working out.
I mean, you're moving.
Yeah. I feel it the next day in my legs.
Yeah. I did an arm workout the other day and my legs are killing me. I don't know what happened there. It's very
something
perplexing.
Got mixed up.
So here's another question. How do you fit in the working out when you're really busy? What do you do? What works for you? Or would you say you do fit it in?
I'm not great at it. But like I said, I'm going to scroll Instagram. I am just going to. Like, even on a busy day, I really like it. I like seeing what's on Instagram. And that's my entertainment, I'd say. I don't watch TV. I watch Insta stories. Mm-hmm. So I will try to walk around my house when I'm watching Insta stories. I feel like that counts. I don't go to a gym. I don't have time. I literally am too busy to go to a gym.
Yeah.
But I'm not too busy to watch Insta stories. So therefore, I can walk while I watch them. Like, what are we doing that we could also walk around and do at the same time, right?
Totally. I love when I'm waiting for something to cook or boil, like my water. I love water from a tea kettle. I will just like do some jumping jacks or, I don't know, walk around my island or something while I wait. I also just will zoom around the house and try to clean up stuff as fast as I can. That's moving and cleaning.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
One of my most fond memories growing up is my mom doing like leg lifts in the kitchen while she's like on the phone or standing and cooking. I always made fun of her until I became a mom. And it was like, this is all the time I have to do any, like,
totally.
I get it now, Mom. I get it. I know why you were doing it.
Yes. That's so funny. I was going to say something. I can't remember. Oh, so something I learned in my challenge with Elisa is that she, because I could see her, I could see what, and I, in fact, while we were talking, I looked and I was seeing what Elisa has done and today, activity wise versus me. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother. Her rings are not like already not just closed, but like we're working on lap two of her. My rings are like dots. They haven't even started moving yet. It's so bad. Anyway, she gets up and has her quiet time with her workout clothes on so that she can then it's kind of like setting the intention of I will move after this.
Yeah, it's good. And a thing to remember, though, about Elisa is that that's her job, is to work out. That's her brand. That's her job. Like, that's right. Her business. You and I are podcasters and writers, which requires...
It requires a sedentary lifestyle.
You cannot be out of breath while you're doing a podcast. You can't be like, hold on, I'm going to do this interview on my jog. Like,
right. But it's reason it's her job is because it's her passion and she loves it. And so
it's true. Yeah.
I really do have 20 minutes.
But she's always going to kill us. She's always going to be on ring three by the time we're finishing up ring one.
She is. I do not think she's all the way human. I don't fault her for it.
I love her so much.
Anyway, so I could find 20 minutes in the morning. I just prioritize other things. And that is, I mean, I don't think I'm making the right choices.
It's prioritizing, but it's also lowering our expectations of what qualifies as a workout.
Like to the ground low.
Right. Super low.
Yeah.
So low that we can't limbo under it. I don't know.
No, I like it. I get it. Okay. So like dig a hole and put the stick in it. That's how low we exactly. need to lower our expectations just so we'll move a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so glad I'm covering the body because we are nailing this.
We totally are.
So this week, I have the opportunity to go speak at a retreat in Kansas, and I'm so excited about it. Unfortunately, though, nobody's going to be home to cook for my people. But fortunately, though, I will have everything prepped before I leave, thanks to PrepDish. With PrepDish, you shop once, prep once, and enjoy healthy, stress-free meals all week. Each week, my friend Allison will send you a meal plan that includes 4 dinners, a creative side salad, a snack, a breakfast, and a dessert. She sends you the grocery list, and it's all broken up by section of the grocery store. You get your prep list, which is completely organized and helps you know what to do in what order, so you don't have to think about it. And then all week long, you have mostly done meals in your fridge that you just have to spend a couple minutes on, and then you're eating. PrepDish is amazing. So Allison is giving my listeners 2 weeks free trial. So you go to prepdish.com/SWP and then enter promo code SWP at checkout. That's prepdish.com/SWP, promo code SWP for 2 weeks completely free. Try it. Okay, food. Number one.
Oh, yes.
I feel like these are all good questions. They're just all questions we all struggle with. So obviously
they're like, I'm so anxious this whole time. I kept, while you were talking about something body related, I kept thinking about my house and how excited I am for next month. Yeah. I have lots of good body image. What's the word? It's been a good month for body image is what I'm trying to say for me. So, and maybe half of that is because I've subconsciously known that this is your month for body and God is just working in my heart with that.
Well, okay. I actually would like to hear some of that. Tell me what's going on then.
So one thing, I have two, I have solved my issue with double stuffed Oreos.
Oh, okay. Tell me
about
it.
Do you remember this from a couple episodes back where my kids have them for their lunches? They love them, but I can't stop eating them.
Yeah.
Well, I think Aldi has a brand of double stuffed Oreos that my kids love equally as much, and I cannot stand them.
I don't know
what it is. It's like eating rubber almost. It's so bad.
That is so good.
I just get those.
Okay.
They're equally as happy and I don't want to eat them. So
that's amazing.
Solved that problem. But then the bigger one that I have experienced this month is I had a photo shoot for like a headshot for the back of my book. Mm-hmm. And I was dreading this. Like, this is not something you ask a postpartum mother to do, is to like model in front of a camera. And also I was told about a year ago that I'm not very trendy by someone.
What?
And I think that's like haunted me. And
were they trying to be mean?
Or not, I don't think so. This person probably doesn't even know that it like has stuck with me for over a year. And I'm like embarrassed that it even has.
Okay.
But so all of this is like, your body, you can't even fit into your jeans. You don't even have any jeans that fit. What are you going to wear at this photo shoot? You're not trendy. You know, like all of these lies.
Yes.
Like, coming into my head, and I'm like, this is horrible. I started following some people on Instagram to see what's even trending nowadays for clothing and what I could wear. And they're all like size 2s.
Right.
And like, Oh man, like none of that's gonna. First of all, you're trying on size two pants and you're saying, like, these are a little bit roomy, so I'm gonna size down to the extra, extra small.
Stop it.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like if I could even fit into a small, like fireworks could go off, you know? And I go to your store and they don't even have a size big enough to fit me. That's so, it's very like discouraging. So I took this to Instagram as I do with everything in my life.
Yes.
And complained about it a bit. And people started telling me, like, one, there's a lack in the market for like real size, not real size. That's the wrong word, because they're real size too, but mid size. I don't know even what the appropriate word is. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's a need for that out there, but then there are a handful of accounts that are like plus size or not size two, I'll say.
Not size two.
And I started following them, and their confidence when they would go into Old Navy and try on a bunch of stuff for us and do the swipe up, you know, the whole shebang. But their confidence in wearing what they were wearing made me walk into Old Navy and try things on and actually like what I saw.
I love that. I saw your stories about your stuff at Old Navy.
Did you?
I did.
It is very hard to be a fashion blogger. I will say that. I have so much respect for them after I did that one try on for everyone. But yeah, so I felt more confident just because I watched somebody else exude confidence in their size. And they weren't a size two, and they were completely happy with their life and
Yeah, we do
what they were
assume we're
wearing.
supposed to be unhappy
If
with
we're not,
where we
yeah,
are.
if we're not the size. This is the favorite thing I came across. When the model in their photos, they always say, like, model's wearing this size. The stick thin model was wearing a size medium. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm like, let's find a different store. If the model's wearing a medium, then we need like a 3X probably. So, anyways, it was really, I felt like a win as far as my mindset towards my body. Like, I can like and accept my body the way it is, and things, I can find things to look good on me. And I think it was mostly due to following those women, which makes me want to be one of those women to inspire other people, and including my daughter, you know?
And I think that everybody's going to want to know, like, what are some of your favorite accounts?
Okay, my very, very favorite one that I've started following is Maddie Gutierrez. So Maddy underscore Gutierrez. I bet if you just even started typing GUT, it would have come up. GUTIERREZ underscore. She's made like, as soon as a story pops up of hers, I watch it. Another one is Ashley Duro. So ASHLEY underscore DOROUGH.
I'm seeing that they all have the hashtag body positive. Is that kind of what you looked at to find them?
No, but I will now, as I had actual people tell me, like, refer me to these accounts.
I
I
was
didn't
just
even
looking on
think
their
to like
accounts,
look
and
into
that's in
that.
their bio for both of them.
That's super smart. Hashtag body positive. Just search that.
There you go. Okay, awesome. I'm so glad that you are in that place.
For now. Key is like staying there, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know?
Okay, so here's a question. Easy, healthy, on-the-go portable lunches that you don't have to heat up. Any ideas? What do you do?
I don't do that. Zero ideas. I am terrible right now. All I buy for myself for lunches is frozen little lunch meals.
Okay.
All I would know to throw in a bag is an apple.
There you go. I mean, it's classic. I know everybody has heard me say this 7,000 times, but I use PrepDish and I don't really heat up anything. I'm like an animal. Just however it comes, I just eat it because I feel like that takes a lot of time.
Except raw meat, correct?
I
You will
cook
heat
raw
that
meat,
up.
but I'm saying PrepDish, it's already like I prep it and then it's in there. I can just pull it out.
Right.
I don't
How
know.
do you find time to prep things?
Okay, this has gotten me so pumped up. On Saturday nights,
So boring. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You're passionate about it.
I'm pumped up and you say it's boring. Wow.
I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
I listened to you talking about Gavin sneezing. You can hear me talk about this.
This is why you haven't answered the question and I'm like, throw an apple in your bag. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, for reals. You're in a different place. But anyway, Saturday night, I make my shopping list at Walmart and then I pick it up on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then on Sunday after church, I put on some music and cook my food for the week. And it makes me so happy.
That's awesome.
So I tried to make that concise. I hope that you did not fall asleep.
It's just it takes so much time commitment and that I hate it so much. I hate chopping things. I hate cutting things. I hate storing things in Tupperware. It's okay. A problem.
What I like about it is that I don't have to, it has just become an accidental habit and it's made the whole week fun because I don't have to cook all week long.
Yeah.
Because I do prep dish a little bit differently. I think she wants you to like pull stuff out and cook it that night.
Okay.
I cook everything. So everything is cooked.
Okay.
All mm-hmm. you have to do is reheat stuff. So I like do more than she asks on Sunday, but then it's done. That's what helps me have. But also mason jar salads, those are still healthy and no heat and on the go.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
But still you have to make them. But if you make like five at a time, you know, make one salad and put it in five jars. That could be all week.
I have found for myself that if I just eat the exact same thing every day, it makes my life so much easier. And I wouldn't say for every meal, like breakfast, I have the exact same thing for breakfast every single day. Lunch is always a hit or miss. But for dinners for my family, I have we eat the same four things every week.
Okay.
And it's all I can do right now. And that's working for our family. I hope it's not always like this, but it's working right now. And it makes my shopping so much easier because I know the four meals and I don't have to look at a recipe book and I know exactly what I need to order.
I think you're doing great.
Thanks.
We just have to do whatever works for us and be fine with that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And I have two kids and my youngest one is six. Stop.
Yeah.
They take the dog on walks by themselves. Like we're in a different place. So I can do the chopping and the prepping and it's good for me.
Yeah.
I think you're doing great.
Thanks, Emily. Side note, because I can't stop thinking about it. I did not mean that I can only think to throw an apple in because I have a newborn. I meant it's because you're passionate about chopping and it's funnish for you.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. I think that came off wrong and I didn't mean it to come off the way it did.
Oh, I don't even like came off wrong. Like you're just
like
tired?
Offensive or like
offensive to who?
I don't know. I just felt like it came off wrong, but maybe it didn't.
I didn't realize I was supposed to be offended. I am okay. So I'm changing my stance. I'm
can you just
offended.
Be offended so I can apologize and then we can move on?
No, I do love cooking. I love chopping. My husband keeps the knife sharp. The whole thing's very fun for us.
You know, knife sharpening, I didn't even know that was a thing. We've had our same knives for 10 years. Should we sharpen them?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yes.
You would enjoy cutting so much more if you were not having to like, what do you call, like hack away at things.
They haven't seemed hard to cut things.
Okay. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe in those 10 years, I just haven't used our knives as much as a normal person would use it in 6 months.
Oh, well, maybe not. So maybe they're basically new is what you're saying.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to. But I just didn't know that was a thing. I just assumed you got new knives.
Can I tell you that my husband will like sharpen people's knives at their house if they will let him? Because it's just he loves it so much.
Does he bring his own knife sharpener wherever he goes?
He has one and he will bring it if they are, if it comes up in conversation, which it usually does. Strangely. No, but you know that, have you seen that handle? Like as a wooden handle, usually with like a pole, it almost looks like a sword.
Yes.
That's a knife sharpener.
Okay.
And that usually comes with a set. So
I don't think it came with ours. Or if it did, I threw it away because I didn't know what it was.
Like
at the time.
What? Why would there be a sword for my child in this knife set?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a whole thing. And if you like it, it's enjoyable. And what I like about Prep Dish is the whole entire meal, the whole entire week's meals gets cut at one time. So you don't have to like cook a meal and cut it and clean the chopping board and, oh, I've got to get it up back out again.
Yes.
It's all over. Because I like cutting. I don't love cutting. Like, it's not a hobby. Like, it is for, like, my husband legit loves cutting stuff up. It's not like that for me. But when it's, you know, one time and done and you're, it's in your past, I can do that.
Now, with Prep Dish, is it different every week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not hard for you that it's different every week?
I get bored with the same stuff.
Okay.
So I love, like, there's always usually, like, a salmon or some, it's usually the same types of meat. Like, anyway. Yeah, okay. I get bored. I don't like doing the same thing every week.
Mm-hmm.
But the finding the new things so that I'm not bored, that's
too much.
It's
hard for me. That's where you draw the line.
Yeah. So if somebody else will find the new things, I'm so happy to make it.
So just know if you're listening, you can be like Emily and want something different every week. Or you might be in a season like me where you eat the same exact thing all the time. And either one is good.
Guess what? You're still a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it right.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, ladies, we hope you've had the best time listening to this problem solved. Rebecca, thank you for sitting in your garage. Are you laughing at me?
Oh, yes, I am. I don't know. This one, never mind.
Say it. Go for it.
I didn't like this one.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's going live on Monday. Ready or not.
It's good. It's just not one of our best. If this is your first time listening to Problem Solved, give us another chance.
Yeah.
Go back in the archives is all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you for your confidence in this episode.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems.